A few weeks ago, I was in a vision, and I was standing up on a high place, and I was to see the preview of the church. And I noticed coming from standing more like this way, facing the west, and coming this way was the lovely bunch of women. Real nice dress, long hair, fixed nice in the back, sleeves, skirts down neatly, and they were all in a marching tune, like onward Christian soldiers marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. And as they passed by, I stood and there was something there, some spirit, God, and said, "There is the bride." And I looked and my heart was happy, and she went around this way and passed around behind me. After a while, when she come back this way, it said, "Now the modern church will come into preview. And here come the Asian church up. I never seen such a filthy bunch. Here come the other churches up, all the different nations. They look horrible." And I say this because I'm duty bound to tell the truth before God. And when he said, "Here comes the Church of America now to be previewed," if I ever seen a bunch of devils, it was that. Them women were stripped naked with an old gray looking thing like a color of an elephant's hide. And there's hole in front of them with no upper part on it at all. And they were doing this kind of stuff that these dances that these kids do out here, that twist and stuff. And that kind of music going on. And when I seen Miss USA come up, I almost fainted. Now this is, "Thus saith the Lord." You believe me to be his servant, you believe me now. I wouldn't say that for nothing in the world. There's not enough money in all the world to get me to say that if it wasn't true. And when she come by, that was the filthiest looking thing I ever seen. And I thought, "God, as hard as preachers and we brethren have labored to get you a bride, and that's the best we could do." She was twisting, holding this in front of her like one of these hula skirts of a thing, holding it in front of her part, lower part, like this, dancing and twisting like these kids do out here on these vulgar shows that they have. Twisting. That was Miss Christianity of America. So help me, by the help of God, that's what it looks like in his face. I could have fainted. I thought of all the trying and the preaching and the persuading, every one of them with bobbed hair. And they were twisting and carrying on, holding this in front of them. They come around where I was standing there with this supernatural being. I couldn't see him. I could hear him talking to him. He's right around me. But when they turned this way, they'd hold this, just twisting and laughing and going on, carrying on like that, holding this in front of them. Now, me standing in his presence there and his servant, and of all I tried, that's the best I could do. I thought, "God, what good did it do me? What good did it do all the crying and begging and persuading and the great signs and wonders and miracles that you showed, and how I stood there and go home and cry after preaching to him and things, and what good did it do me? And then I have to present something like that for you for a bride." And as I stood there looking, she passed on by, and you can imagine the back part of her with nothing on, holding this in front of her as she went shimming by like that to this, twist throwing her limbs out like that, and her, it was vulgar how she was carrying on her body, shaking around like that. Now, you say, "What does it mean, Brother Bram?" I don't know. I'm just telling you what I seen. And when she passed by like that, I looked at her, and oh, I just got real faint. I just turned around and thought, "God, I'm condemned. There's no need of me trying any. I just might as well quit." Miss Carl Williams, if you're sitting here in that dream that you told me about a while ago that you had the other night that's been bothering you, there it is. The steering wheel's taken from my hand. Then, I just thought I just might as well forget it. I was gone. And all of it once, I heard it coming again. And coming up on this side, come the same bride that went around this way. Here come them little ladies again. And each one of them is dressed in their national garb from where they come from, like Switzerland, Germany, and so forth. Each one wearing that kind of garb, all long hair, just exactly like the one at the first. And here they was coming, walking onward, Christian soldiers marching as to war. And when they passed by the preview stand where we were standing, just all at once, every eye went that way, and then they turned back, and on they went marching. And just as they started to going right up into the skies, this other one went up to a break of a hill and went down like that. These started marching right up into the skies. And when they went to marching, I noticed a couple of little girls in the back looked like they might be of some foreign girl, like Sweden or Switzerland or somewhere. They started to look around and got, I said, don't do that! Don't get out of that step. And as a scream like that, I come to in the vision, standing with my hand out like that.